Today's lunch, from the Nitzel Chaim Luzim Shantari Moshe and Daniel Rivka Bas Moshe Israel, he's from Anachem or Moshe, the Yischus for Shalima for Chaim Moshe Yiva Malka, in Marim Bracha Bas Sarah Malka, Matchitzim and Fegodina, and Yischus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So a holding in middle of the Mishnah Brura, in middle of Sif Gimel, we're discussing over here of a number of different scenarios, which is Chas V'Shalom, these are the scenarios, this is what creates children that are either rebellious or children that have medical issues because of the situation that existed at the time of the tashmish between the husband and the wife. So I believe we are up to Sifkat Yotes, maybe we're in the next one, but either way, we did see Sifkat Yotes actually. So one of them was Grusha Salev. What does Grusha Salev mean? Shebedaita Ligarsha, the husband in his mind made a decision that he's going to divorce her. Afal Pishahu, that she decided, okay, that she wants a divorce, even though that, again, I said it right the first time, I'm sorry. He decided that he wants to divorce her, even though that he likes her. It could be one of those cases where you are forced to divorce the wife and they're still together. Then the next one was B'nai Irbuvya. That's the same we had in Sif Beis, that while they're together, they think about the husband or is thinking about somebody else. Okay, and we said, even if it's his second wife, but if he's thinking about somebody else during B'shas Demaisa. Sivkan Chav Alef Chatzufa, which says that if she is a Chatzufa, Shetayvakta Beped, that she demands the Oina in a way that's not appropriate. She comes straight out and she says, this is what I want you to do. Avel Imikashet Esatz Meratzo Yisashit in Daitaleh, that if the woman goes ahead and she, in a nice way, she indicates to the husband that that's drawn. She gets dressed. She puts on makeup. There's nothing wrong with that. On contrary, the husband is supposed to give the yoinah. That creates good children because you're doing it in a tzniyistika proper way. All these things. As we mentioned, Nagdama, even when she's pregnant, Oizikeno, she's already old. She's no longer can have children. But before we get to the last line, all these things is applicable even if she's not able to get pregnant from that Maisabia. Why? Because as we said, that even if the woman is not becoming pregnant at that time, Al-Pikabala, there's neshamas that are created every single time, and Chas V'Shalom, you're creating damaged neshamas. That's brought down from the Prima Gadim. Kasra Achorinim, Yesh Lizorim, Elove, Alishtak, Shiyashena, a man is not allowed to come onto his wife while she is sleeping. The wife has to be awake and agreeable to doing the Maisa. Again, this goes back into the common theme that there has to be a Hava between the husband and wife when these things are done. Otherwise, it just becomes a act of an animalistic act versus an act of a tyrannic act. Let's see the Mechaber Sif Hey. Mechaber says Sif Hey. Again, like I said, the Mechaber is following the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan Davoy that's brought down in the Gemara. Hulamata, she is Hulamata Vihila Maila Zoiderech Azus. If the man is on the bottom and she is on the top, this is in Derech Azus. Again, question in Gemara whether everyone agrees with this. Shim Shushnaim Ke'echad Zoy Derech Ikesh. I don't remember what this is. And the Yeshua doesn't explain it. Okay, I will get back to this. Let me look it up. Okay, let's see the Mechaber. I knew it when I prepared, now I forgot. Says the Mechaber Sivav, also Lashamash Mitasan, and then in order to really understand, you obviously got to realize that going back many, many years ago, certain norms were different than they are today, although these halachas still apply today, but some of them are going to be less likely to even occur. Also, l'shamish mitasa b'fnei kaladam. It's also to have tashmish in front of anybody else. And who knows if the person is awake. Even if you have a mechitza curtain, you're on one side and the person is on the other side, you cannot have tashmish. Okay, so today's day and age, this would likely not happen amongst people that are normal. In front of a child who does not know how to speak yet, it's mutter. If you have a house that has a Sefer Torah in it, a room that has a Sefer Torah, or a chumash, not a full Sefer Torah, but it's a chumash that's written on parchment, also l'shamish by a chiyah in front of mechitz, you have to make mechitz in front of him. Whether you can make such a mechitz in front of the Sefer Torah, not on Shabbos, we're going to see that when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, that has to do with halachas, what's considered mechitza, what's not. If you have another place to put the Sefer Torah, then don't go ahead and rely on putting up a mechitza. The appropriate thing is take the Sefer Torah into another room. Now, here is a part of the halacha that's very negeah. If a person has tefillin asvarim in the room, now you can have svarim at home, or definitely if you're traveling in your hotel room, right, you tefillin are there, right? So you have to be careful about this. Afilu shel gemara, even if it's a printed sefer like we have today, they have to be a keli in a keli, okay? Let's pause over here. We'll get back to the specifics. Okay, so if you're in a hotel room, you have to make sure you should put your talis and tefillin into the closet or into a drawer. It's not supposed to be in the room when you're having tashmish in the room. Same thing with a sefer. You have your gemara with you. You have to put it away. Let's see the Mishnah. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll get back to the Mechaber. V'alfil yaidei hefzik hatam. The margish who what this going back to the first case is you're not allowed to have tashmish in the room where there's somebody else there. Okay, even if there's a mechitza hatam, the margish who behaves shehalom meshamish mitasei, the person is going to realize what's going on. Ain't kan tznias. It's not a derek tznias. Imu beinian chaim agishin klal. They have some mechitza. If there's no way the person is going to know what's going on, so then it's not a problem. Again, this particular part is unlikely to be in the Negea today. You have a Sefer Torah, right? You have a Chumash that's written like a Sefer Torah. It doesn't have, only has one volume of the Chumash. Any Sefer that's written in this way, that it's written on parchment and rolled up like a Sefer Torah is done. In that case, right? Even if it's in a box, in other words, in a cabinet, so it's in an Aron Kodesh, you have an Aron Kodesh, and there's a mechitza, and there's a curtain hanging in front of it. It's right that I mentioned, you can take your tefillin and put it into the closet, that would work. But the kame, as we're going to learn shortly, if there's a Sefer Torah in the room, that is not enough, you need to have a mechitza. She has mechitza. If there's a mechitza, fill any manachas bargas cloud, gamkin shar, because then it's then it's okay, because you have a mechitza, so it's considered like it's in another room. Mechitza. Umaisha parish beloin self of amita. So sometimes you have the four-poster beds, and there's a curtain around the bed. Ain't a bechal mechitza. That doesn't solve what you need for mechitza. And this halacha is going to apply for svarim in the room too. Right? So if there's a curtain around your bed, it doesn't help. But fill a viloin who gavaya harba, even if it's very tall. Shaina Sefa Nire, they say you won't be able to see it. It doesn't work. Because the curtain moves with any wind. That if a mechitza that is made, let's say, from lattice, right? It's also no good. It has to be covered. Whether a mechitza made like that is good or not. You can rely on it. You shouldn't be able to see the sefer. So if you're in a room that is svarim, and in between you and the svarim is a mechitza, but it's a mechitza that you can see through a little bit, that has, like I said, it's made from like a lattice, we have a question whether that's good or not, and obviously it's better to be machmer and not rely on that and make sure everything is covered. Bayis echa, perish kendach, be able to move the Sefer Torah to another room, that's obviously the best. Okay, now, tefillin. And we spoke about a mezuzah. Just printed. Like, canal, right? So the Sefer Torah has a more chamadika rule than regular svarim. A filish gemara like daima afagat the gemara like nitin likdayv bedaris rishayim. Even though at what Torah shalal peh was not supposed to be written down, mishum the dvarim shalal peh asal amr b'ksav. You're not allowed to write them down. A filah hacha kivin l'masayfa tiri ha'mayroim lichdayv mishum eis lasas Hashem. As we know, the amirayim made a heter that we are allowed to print svarim. So now your Gemara, your Mishabura, any Sefer is treated with the same Kedusha as any Sifrei Kaidish. So this halacha that you can't have tashrish with a Sefer in your room applies to any Sefer. Hey, Mixiva, hey, Betvus, whether it's written or printed, Yeshvim Kedusha, they have a Kedusha. What do you have to do? Write to Loima. So you have a safe in your room. You don't have to make a mechitza for it. That's not required. You need it to be under two covers. Once again, this curtain around your bed. He says, if you don't see the svarim, then it's more kuladik. We'll recap this in a second. Okay. So if you have a curtain between you and the svarim have a covering, then it's okay. So the bottom line is, let's go with what's... Let's just do one more mishabur. Okay, bechli toich kli v'hu adin shnei kisuyin. If it's two covers, u'mash nahagin etzin anashim shatoylo neged asvarim v'iloyim l'chasoyis v'sarim shavzeh. That levad, just hanging a curtain in front of the svarim, laf shapa of the zevarak kisecha. It's only one cover. V'in and oy kisecha shechasoyis levad zeh. You need to have two covers. So here's the bottom line. Okay, we're gonna get more into it in a moment, but here's the bottom line for now. If you have a sefer in your bedroom, okay, forget about if you have a sefer Torah in your bedroom. I think most of us don't have sefer Torah in our bedroom, and if we do, we should take them out of the bedroom. Okay, if we have a, but sometimes you have a sefer, you keep a sefer next to your bed, or like I said, you're traveling in a hotel and you have your talis and tefillin with you. The keli that's meyuchid for it, as we'll see, doesn't work, right? And we learned this already way back when, right? So you have to have two covers for it. It's questionable, since your talis bag is made for it, right? So is that considered two covers or not? So the ideally is put them in the closet, put them in a drawer next to your bed, but you need two covers. So some say that the cover that's on the sefer, or maybe the cover that's the tefillin bag, which is not really just for tefillin, maybe that works. But you can always take a towel, wrap it around the towel. You have one cover, then you put it into the drawer and you have a second cover, or put it in the closet. Besides that, a closet as we'll see shortly, has other milas. So, but just to have a sefer there uncovered is problematic. You're not allowed to have that during Tashmish. Let's finish up the sif. He says, he has to have two covers. It can't be that one of the that both covers are specifically made for the sefer. If it's made as a case for it, a hundred is counted as one. Vim perish talis al gabi argas. So you have a cabinet and you put a curtain over the cabinet. That's considered two covers. Talis. Let's see the mishabur talis al gabi argas. Right, Suleiman. Avgavda talis ain't a parish rak milamayla beloy milamata filahach and nechshir kili munach b'taych kli b'taych kli. Even though it's not going, it's hanging from the top. It's not necessarily going all the way down. It's considered a cover in a cover. Chashiv in ma'agers gadol shemachzik arbayim sas. So this is why I said a closet is beneficial. If it's a large cabinet, who amal ama mirum shalish amas, means it's two, one ama by an ama by three amas tall. Most closets will be that big. Chaylekas reshus la'atzma, that becomes a separate reshus. You don't have to put another curtain on it. If it's attached. So again, that's what I was saying, is if you're in a hotel and on vacation and you have your talis, your tefillin, your gemara with you, you should definitely at night when you're together, you should put those into the closet, and this way you eliminate any of these problems. Okay, we'll stop over here.